We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank. Coming up, the latest in Kansas City soccer coverage from KCSN, featuring No Other Pod with Jimmy Mack and Daniel Cooser. Currently, with Daniel Cooser and Chris Wright, and Soccer Talks with Ali Trost-Martin, KC Sports Network is your new go-to for Kansas City soccer coverage. Make sure to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything. And now, let's get to it.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of No Other Pod. I'm Jimmy, as always, with my good buddy, Dan. Dan, what's going on, my friend?
Buddy, what's happening to you, man? What's going on? What's going on is I enjoy watching us on YouTube every week. If you're not watching us on YouTube, I don't know who we're doing this for. you're missing all sorts of behind-the-scenes action. We got, you know, gorgeous faces. Sometimes we react in silly ways.
True.
Maybe there's wrestling innuendos. Who knows?
There could be that. Yeah, check it out. KCSN Soccer on YouTube. You can see us, see the video version. We got a whole graphics package and everything. It's legit.
Oh, it's the glow up is what it is, man. It's the glow up.
I see you. If you're on the video, you'd see that Dan brought some temporary scarves to his temporary space.
There it is, man. It's the temporary studio, courtesy of my spouse. Marissa had to get those. She's like, you need something. I'm going to make it happen. I was like, all right. And she does this and she's like, your big head's going to block it. And I was like, God damn it. It is. It certainly is.
Well, hey, you know, an attempt was made, although it is funny because your head is almost exactly where the scarves are.
Yeah. Yeah. She might not have said those words, but she was thinking it.
Yeah, probably. So it's been good. I'm still recovering a little bit from that Chiefs game on Sunday.
My, oh my, here we are again. What, aren't you just proud to be a Kansas City transplant, my friend? It's a good time.
Honorary Chiefs fan. You know, I, as people probably know, I'm a Packers fan, but I root for the Chiefs as long as they're not playing the Packers, and the Packers haven't had much to root for this year. So
it's just crazy. You hear about these big time quarterbacks and they all have these excuses like, well, they lost their number one wide receiver. And then Patrick Mahomes loses his number one wide receiver and is still doing great things. So
and he has one leg and his next three receivers go down and he's playing people at receiver you've never heard of. And Travis Kelce's having back spasms and
Mahomes, he's a gypsy. He's doing magician stuff. He's maybe he'll throw it underhand sometime, a little shovel pass here, behind the back here. I don't really understand it, but I certainly am here to enjoy it. And I'm ready for pizza and hot wings on Super Bowl Sunday, man. Here we go.
Oof. Where's the best vegan hot wings in Kansas City, or do you make them?
We like to do our own. I mean, we found at Sam's Club frozen packages of Beyond Popcorn Chicken. And I was like, well, this is new. I have never tried this. So we just threw a whole bag in the oven and I made a little hot sauce of Frank's and some vegan butter.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy stuff. Not too spicy because Frank's can be a little spicy sometimes.
Right.
But the butter kind of milds that up. So
yeah,
It was delicious. We had way too many of those, and the workout the next day felt, it was like, oh, chicken workouts are the worst.
I do like some, you know, buffalo cauliflower bites.
Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty good too. So
those are good, but I'm thinking more, you know, Beyond has that protein. And so, you know, like, yeah, it's fake meat, but you're getting that gluten, that protein. Whereas cauliflower, I'm like, well, now I'm just eating veggies and I'm not that, I'm just hungry yeah. again.
I don't want to be too healthy if I'm going to do this.
Well, yeah, it's called a cheat meal for a reason. What are we doing?
Right. Exactly. So, okay.
Feed me veggies. Yeah. I'll have a spinach. What am I, a bunny?
I'm very excited. It's fun to have the Chiefs back in the Super Bowl. At this point, it's sort of a toss up as to who's the best team and who's going to win between them and the Eagles. I think it's going to be a good game. So
you think so?
I think so. What
I think it should be a bloodbath. We'll see what happens
in favor of the Chiefs.
I think we'll get some healthy people back. Could be a bloodbath. And I don't know, man, the Eagles have not had like a tough route to get here. And even their entire season was not a tough schedule. You know,
I mean, that's true, but you know, your boy, Jalen Hurts, roll
I
tide.
I do like Jalen. I get this. My supervisor at work is an Oklahoma person, and she's like, "Oh, you know, gotta rep Jalen, but also the Chiefs." And I said, "Don't act like you own Jalen." I said, "Jalen spent 3 years at motherfucking Alabama, and then did one senior season at Oklahoma, and now he's y'all's. He's y'all's. Get the hell out of here. Roll Tide." I did. I said that. I was like, "You can't be serious."
Yeah, he's. I still think of him as an Alabama quarterback, but you know, 100%. I saw him when he was a freshman when Alabama destroyed USC in Dallas. So
yeah, not his fault that Tua came along and was like, "I'll take over now."
yeah. So, well, congrats to the Chiefs. KCSN has plenty of other Chiefs podcasts, so you can check those out and get all the coverage. I'm sure between now and the Super Bowl and beyond. So
people are likely surprised that they have soccer podcasts.
Yeah. We get those tweets every once in a while. So
hey,
it's all good.
We're here though. We're here.
We love the haters.
We're KCSN celebs, bro.
There you go. Speaking of, look at that transition.
There it is.
This Saturday, 6:05 PM at the Cable Dahmer Arena. Your boys have been invited. In Independence, Missouri, your boys have been invited to participate in the Kansas City Comets Celebrity Game. So we will be there. We will be playing. I think it's at halftime of the game. Or I guess it's not really halftime. They do what, multiple periods?
Well,
so
there's a longer halftime.
There's a longer halftime. Yeah. So, but go to the game. I mean, if you haven't, we've said this before. If you haven't been to a Comets game, it's a fun time. It's a vibe. It's a party. It's got laser tag music playing. It feels like there's things going on all the time because it's played in a literal hockey rink, basically, just not on ice. So it's going to be a good time.
This is weird. I'm flattered. I'm flattered to be included. And if I'm going to be in a celebrity game, it's time to, you know, start acting like a celebrity, man. I think I need new shoes or something, or, you know, an excuse to go buy new stuff.
Because you don't get enough shoes every so often through the sneakers app.
That's true. Shut your mouth. I think that. But Chris from the KC Current podcast with me, he's gonna join us, and then you know, hopefully we can get some goals. Man, I told Chris, I said, "Don't make a fool out of me. You're a goal scorer. Act like it."
well, so obviously the goal is a lot smaller, but we're gonna be able to, you know, kick it off the walls and such. It's gonna be pretty wild. What I don't know is how many people are going to be playing. Because as most of you probably know, if you've seen the Sporting Kansas City media game, it's like 20 on 20, but that's because it's a full-size field, and we'd die if we tried to do 11 on 11 on that field. This is a much smaller surface.
There are like 10 midfielders on that, you know, actually 10 forwards. Everyone wants to be forward, you know.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. I think it could be a cluster real fast. I don't know how many people are involved. I think our friend Hartzell will be there. So maybe we can, I don't really know him, but
Tucker, our producer, I think might be there.
Is he going to be there? Well, since we're all celebs now, I guess we just all know each other. You know, it's an elite group, really.
I'm just going to be firing the ball toward the goal as hard as possible.
I'll be there to head it in, my friend. I'm the king of cleaning up dirty shots. Yeah. Like I just freaking sit there and I'll get a toe on it. And I'm like, hey, I'm the best.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. I'm excited. I haven't been out. I don't have special indoor shoes, no. I'm just going to be wearing my running shoes.
I'm breaking out the indoor shoes, my friend.
Oh, boy. See, this is where I get a little nervous.
Could be good. you might have some ballers out there. You might have some radio DJs that are like, excuse me, I played semi-pro.
Right. Well, last time I played any sort of indoor, it was I was told basically it was like an old man league. And they're like, it's not that serious. It's just, we just do it for fun. And I'm like, oh, that sounds great. That's my vibe. And I show up and this was not an old man league. They were a couple of brothers who were born and raised in Mexico who played semi-pro down there. There was like a 17-year-old who was in the SKC Academy. I was like, this is not an old man league. And I was sore for like the next 2 weeks after it because it was a 75-minute game.
Out of your element, dude. Just out of your element.
So far out of my element.
I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. I feel like you were bait and switched.
I was bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray.
All those things. I'd be so mad. I'd be like, but you told me this was just like a beer league. We were going to have some fun. I don't understand.
I thought I would show up and be freaking Lionel Messi running around all these old dudes who were just like casually passing the ball back and forth. And I'd be running around doing it. Nope. I looked like an incompetent fool.
Hey, so. I got one better for you. I was asked to play outdoor. And I believe it was 8-on-8. And I never played. And I literally had like, I had these shoes I wear for slow pitch softball. They were like turf shoes, but they were for softball. And so I didn't have cleats. I had to get shin guards and didn't know what positions were. I had nothing, dude. I wasn't even into soccer yet, but I was in the best shape of my life. Like I was freaking like, I could run a mile around people. I was feeling good, looking good. And this guy's like, yeah, put Kuz out on the wing. He can run for miles. And I'm like, cool. Sounds good. That comes with a lot of responsibility because then you're getting the ball. And I was like, what do I do? And he's like, when in doubt, kick it out. And I said, well, I have a lot of doubts. So bye-bye. I just didn't really understand. I needed some guidance. So I've grown.
Well, there you go. I'm going to be, if you got indoor shoes, I'm going to be counting on you on Saturday.
Hey, maybe you should volunteer to be keeper.
Absolutely not.
Really? At least you can touch the ball.
I'm not trying to get my nose. Oh, I'll touch the ball. I'm just not trying to get my nose broken.
Oh, buddy, you might not touch the ball. There might be 30 of us. It might be 15 on 15.
I'll box some people out. I'm a big dude.
Dude, what are you doing? You're going to get a take up space. We're not going to get invited back. You're going to get hold up play. Hold up play. What? You're acting like you've been playing forever. I am blown away by this confidence and I love it.
It'll be fun. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Chris is good. I said, bro, you get that goal. And you're going to get no other pod announcements. You're going to get lights, probably like horns. Marissa's going to have one of those things. Those little, you know, those noisemakers.
Things that you have at New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve ratchet. Or a little cowbell. Ling, 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 ling. It's going to be great.
They do sell cowbells, I'm pretty sure, they're at the game.
We might even bring our own No Other Pod cowbells.
They did ask us what we want on our jerseys. And I said on the back of mine, I want No Other Pod.
You did? So,
yeah.
I blew it.
No, it's all good. I think I'm going to try to take that. And then I have another shirt. It's not an official shirt, but I have another shirt that says No Other Pod from one of the Sporting KC media games I was in.
Mm-hmm.
Back there. Might put them back there.
Oh, okay.
Right behind me and get some lights and whatnot. So I get a little bit of a backdrop going.
Love that. Yeah. Love that. Didn't know what size to go with because they don't do the whole Adidas Nike situation. So I didn't want to take a risk.
I said extra large and I'm worried it might be a little tight depending on what kind of cut it is because, you know, if it's like the Nike soccer jerseys, oof, you got to order like two sizes up.
Yeah. Right? I don't know if it is the Nike. I mean, I got the hoodie and I was like, all right, maybe it's snug because I had pizza today. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. that's what it is. We'll say it is. It'll feel better in a couple of days.
That's right. So it'll be fun. Come check it out. You can get tickets online. You can get them on SeatGeek, wherever. They're not very expensive. Free parking. It's a fun time. So
free parking, come out, yell at us. I mean, I'm pumped, dude. This is going to be ridiculous. And Tucker is going to be there, you said.
I think I saw on Twitter that he's planning on being back. So we'll see.
Fair enough. Cool. I thought we undercut him and we were like, we'll take your spot.
You never know. But I think there'll be a lot of people there and it'll be fun.
Well, maybe we'll see how it plays out. Maybe
you're hoping for a Jason Sudeikis sighting, but.
Well, you got captains, right? And we might start out on the bench, buddy. We might be the first shift change or something.
Hockey line change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's going to be like Mighty Ducks. I'm just going to yell, change it up. And we're going to go running off and back onto the, is it a field? It's not a field. Playing area.
Yeah. I mean, it's a soccer rink.
The rink. So we'll do a flying V down the field. passing the ball back and forth.
Hey, the goal is to just not get hurt, because if you do get hurt, you know how embarrassing that is.
And we scouted it a little bit. Some, you know, the carpet that they use, the turf that they use, there's some seams there that are sometimes questionable.
That's why I'm like, if I could play forward or defender, you know, something that really limits me from staying in the midfield.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
It'll be fun. We're looking forward to it.
It's indoor, bro. Everyone goes everywhere. You just shoot, shoot, shoot. It's crazy. Yeah.
So come check it out. Saturday, 6:05 p.m. is the kick. And then sometime in the middle of the game around halftime, we're taking the field.
Taking the field, man. Absolutely.
In terms of Sporting Kansas City news this week, there's not a ton to talk about, except there was another preseason game.
Yes.
And Sporting
played Kansas a great City, team.
Yeah, Sporting Kansas City. Technically, we didn't start with this. It's a victory pot.
This is the first victory pot
of 2023. it's not the regular season, so I don't know if it really counts. But Sporting Kansas City did get a win over soccer powerhouse Grand Canyon University.
Listen, have you been to the Grand Canyon? It's a spectacle. To name your university after it, you got to have balls. And by having balls, I mean we're going to celebrate. On a year following a year you don't make the playoffs, you're going to celebrate a preseason victory. I don't give a shit.
Sure.
We're celebrating.
Even if it's against a college that few people have heard of.
I thought it for a second, I was like, oh, they played Florida Gulf Coast. They must be, pretty good in
just
soccer,
like GCU,
too.
GCU.
Yeah.
Missed the F.
Yeah, just missed it. But I think that, five goal scorers or something?
Yeah, 8 goals from 5 different goal scorers. Willie Agata and Marinos Giannis each got a brace. So that's good. I like seeing Giannis getting in on the action.
Yes.
It says Peter Vermees rotated in 10 new field players for the second half. One of them was trialist Sean Joash. He played at Grand Canyon University, and he scored for Sporting Kansas City in the second period, just 26 seconds in. So, lots and lots of goals. Willie Agata got a goal with an assist from Eric Tommy. And then there was an own goal. Agata again, assisted by Daniel Shalloway. Then Joash from Jake Davis. Danny Flores from Jason Mejia. Marinos Giannis unassisted. Jake Davis from Danny Flores. And then Marinos Giannis from Felipe Hernandez. So that's a lot of names that we're familiar with and some less than familiar names. But,
yeah,
you know, again.
People given assists as well. I mean, hell of a assists. Time.
I think what is important to note is that don't obviously take an 8-0 victory over Grand Canyon University as anything that's indicative of how the season will go, but it's
or do.
Good.
Could
or
be fun.
Do. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. You do what you want. But I think this is something that just is more game speed action to get them back up to full fitness. The 3 goalkeepers each played 30 minute periods again. And then the first half was, I would say, a little bit closer to probably what we could expect from the starting 11. It was Tim Melia and then Caden Pierre, because Zusi didn't participate still. Courtney Ford, Andre Ufantes, and Ben Sweat along the back line. And then Roger Remy and Eric Tommy in the midfield, Johnny Russell, Willie Agata, and Daniel Shalloway up top. So that's not obviously the final starting 11, because there's some midfielders that haven't been able to participate yet. Nemanja Rodoya, you know, Graham Zusi wasn't in there, Alan Pulido, but that's closer. That's kind of a starting 11 from the end of last year, I would say.
Yeah.
So
totally.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. I think it's just exciting to see Sporting Kansas City goal scorers on a score sheet.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I wish we could watch these games and have some, you know, have a little fun just watching the guys play and everything, but I understand it. I get it on why we can't, but soon, folks, we are, oh my God. As of today, it's February, which means
it's February.
It's MLS season month, MLS kickoff month. So the countdown is on.
You're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
February 25th, 9:30 p.m. in Portland against the Portland Timbers. That'll be the first game for Sporting.
You said 9:30 p.m.
Central.
I like that. I like it because I am busy that day, so I will be home late. So I dig that.
You doing a show?
Tech rehearsal, my friend. Tech rehearsal starts, and we all know that those can either go smoothly or awful. And it's the first night, so that's where all the kinks happen on the first night, you know.
Yeah. Well, 9:30 p.m. so it'll be there. Providence Park in Portland. That's a big one. You know, Portland traditionally are a pretty decent team, and this offseason has been wild for them with all the offseason stuff. And so I'm really curious to see in this first game, and maybe we talk about it a little bit more as we get closer, how the Portland Timbers fans react. Because there's a lot of Timbers fans that are still very mad at Merritt Paulson, who has not divested or said he would sell the Portland Timbers. I think there were talks about, you know, selling the Thorns and firing Gavin Wilkinson from his role with the Thorns and all that, but he's not really separating himself from the Timbers.
But there's also a ton of other people who really don't care and will be at this game. You know, it's
probably,
I get that. I sometimes feel like, as much as you want to feel like you're taking a stand and doing good things, there's, it's sad to say, but there's probably worse people that are going to, you know, not do that.
Yeah, it will be. I'll be interested because the Timbers Army has done like silent protests and stuff before, usually not for the full game. It's like the first 10 minutes will be quiet or whatnot. So it might be a really weird vibe on TV if they do something like that, at least for a period of time.
I kind of like that. Like, you know, hey, we're here for the players. We know it's not their fault. You know what I mean? We're here to watch them and the team, but we do want you to know that we are not happy.
That's always the catch 22, I think, as a fan, is like you want to be able to support the players.
Yeah, because they have nothing to do with it.
Right. But then at the same time, if you buy a ticket, or especially if you buy concessions or beers or drinks or whatnot, that money's going to the owner who you're trying to protest against. So it's tough, and it's kind of, I'm not judging anybody for what they do or don't do.
Sure. But,
you know, everybody's processing this in their own way. And it's tough when you live in society in modern day to, if you're trying to take a stand for everything, it gets real hard. So if they do a silent protest, then hey, good on them. And we'll see what happens.
Well, here's a good question. What is the best way to support a player? Is it simple as buying their jersey? Is that the biggest way?
I do believe they get a percentage of their jersey sales.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is tough as an individual to support individual players unless they have some sort of a side hustle, like Cameo or something. I don't know outside of that.
I think the obvious answer is jersey sales, huh?
Jersey sales, or maybe if they have a charitable foundation, you can support their charitable foundation, kind of like a bunch of NFL fans did for Damar Hamlin, the Bills defensive player who got injured and it raised like more than $10 million for his charity. So
insane. That's insane.
Yeah, it's really cool. So if there's something like that, I think that works. But also, like, MLS is a little different because, you know, Damar Hamlin, he's not getting generational money even as an NFL player. He's going to have to get a job after. But at least for now, he's making somewhere in the, you know, hundreds of thousands to around $1 million probably. MLS players are, you know, they're fine, but like $70,000, $80,000, that's a good, you know, yearly salary for, you know, the average worker, really good salary, but that's also not going to get you anything beyond the year that you're in.
Have you ever wondered how come MLS salaries are not geo-based? Like a normal person like us, if we were to pack up and, you know, maybe even stay with our company and move to California, most all companies now have to say, okay, can we afford to pay this person California wages? You know what I mean? And MLS doesn't do that. That I think about that with like Latif Blessing or Ilya going out to LA and just maybe kind of struggling at the start, you know?
I mean, that would have to be collectively bargained into the CBA by the union. I don't know of any professional sports team that does that. And but it does impact player decisions. You think about Tyreek Hill. He just left Kansas City and it was between the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins reportedly. And he's come out and flat out said, yeah, I went to the Dolphins because Florida doesn't have state income tax.
Oh, wow.
So I get the same contract offer from both states. One's got state income tax. One doesn't. I'm gonna go place where I can get more money.
So, very good point.
There's
this place has health insurance. I think I'm going to go there, you know?
Right. There's all sorts of considerations that come into play there. So it is an interesting point. And I think, you know, maybe that's one of the advantages that a smaller market like Kansas City or a team like Sporting Kansas City has, especially if they're trying to attract those mid-level players. You know, it might not matter so much if you're making $2-4 million a year, but I don't know. It depends on the lifestyle you want, because $2 million in Kansas City, you're going to be more than well off. $2 million in LA, you're still doing more than fine, but $2 million in LA is not going to buy you nearly the lifestyle that it can buy you in Kansas City.
I imagine Alan Pulido is just balling out in Overland Park, Kansas, you know?
Right, right. And the average home in Los Angeles costs like $750,000. So it's, and $750,000 here in Kansas City is a freaking mansion.
Yeah, it's a great home.
So there's definite differences and nuances there. So it's a good point. But yeah, looking forward to the start of the season. One thing I saw this, Mike McGrew at Zavictastic on Twitter, he pointed this out. This is from an analytics company, StatsBomb. You know how we've talked about previously that Sporting Kansas City doesn't do well, particularly defending set pieces. There's an interesting stat that was put out in specifically about corner kicks. Now, this is on the offensive side. This is expected goals per corner for the Western Conference. So basically, every corner kick that's taken, it's ranking the teams in the Western Conference by their expected goals. So how good are you offensively at converting from corner kicks? Do you know where Sporting Kansas City ranked in the Western Conference in terms of XG per corner in the Western Conference?
Is this last year?
Yeah, for last year.
Oh, the worst.
Dead last.
Yeah, I didn't even have to cheat. Like, it just makes so much sense. Dead because last. we just kick corner kicks and nothing really comes of it.
Less than, it's about a third. Our XG from corners is about a third of what it was for the Colorado Rapids on a per corner basis. They were number one. Austin, number two. Nashville, three. Seattle, four. Minnesota United, five. Vancouver. The Vancouver Whitecaps and the Houston Dynamo are the next two worst teams above us. And even still, we're maybe at two-thirds of the XG per corner that they're at. There's a pretty significant drop-off from second to last to dead last, which is Sporting Kansas City on XG per corner. So
it makes sense, dude. I mean, just go watch the games last year. We didn't have anything going for us. I don't know how we were supposed to put like goals in the back of the net. I mean, we didn't have any real aerial threat. I wouldn't say like even Fontas was not really getting down there in the mix all that much, you know. He did get lucky with like a goal towards the top of the box one time, you know, off a corner kick scuffle. But
yeah, and so I think Daniel Sperry pointed this out too. I think there's two points here. We haven't had a specific target where that's kind of our go-to guy. There was Ike for a while. EC could have been that guy, but he didn't really play all that much. Courtney Ford could be that guy if he's on the field. Kyrie should be that guy because he's big, but we'll see. But as Daniel Sperry points out, I think one of the bigger problems too is who's taking the corners? Because when it was Buzio that was here, Boozio was fantastic at whipping a ball in.
Dropping dimes, dude. Now it's like Johnny and who?
Zusi on corners sometimes. Felipe Hernandez on corners sometimes. Yeah. Benny Failhaber was fantastic at corners, but there isn't that guy who you're like, okay, they're the undisputed set piece taker, undisputed corner taker, because they can consistently put the ball into a dangerous spot.
That's always my fun. That's a fun task of mine every year when I start watching games at the beginning of the season, is to kind of map out like, oh, okay, looks like so-and-so is going to be our set piece guy or our corner taker. You know, it's something that makes itself pretty apparent at the beginning of the year, whether it's a guy solidified in that spot or you can be like, oh, they're still trying to figure it out. Like, you'll see.
Yeah. I'm really fascinated to see. I mean, I think Willy Agata can be a dangerous player on set pieces because he can find his place into space and get open.
He's scary, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting. I'm not really sure who that person is. We don't know how Nemanja Radoya is off corners. You don't typically see a central defensive midfielder taking corners, but maybe he's the guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
We've seen Johnny score goals from set pieces before and whip those in. But that's a little bit of a different skill set, really, than whipping in a corner into a dangerous spot.
Yeah, it's one thing to give service, and it's one thing to just be a gunslinger like Johnny can be off that set piece. So,
right,
that's exciting, man. There's a little storyline for you, something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and I don't have any stats defensively. I'm sure it wouldn't be great, anecdotally, in terms of how many goals we give up compared to other teams on corners or what our XG per corner is defensively. But
yeah,
maybe next week I'll try to find that and bring it up. So
you're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.
The last thing I was going to ask you, and I'm springing this on you with no preparation, is there a player on the 2023 Sporting Kansas City roster that you're particularly interested to see how they do? That's maybe not like a number one star. Like that, I'm not talking like an Alan Pulido necessarily, although you can say it if you want to, but is there somebody who you're like, this player is my dark horse player to watch in 2023. I think I like what I can see from them. I have someone in mind, but if you got someone already, I'll let you go first.
Cool. Main storyline and player I'm thinking of just off the top of my head, no thinking about it, is Courtney Ford. Because he showed pretty good things for a while and people were talking about him and people were like, look at this guy, you know, coming back, hometown kid, you know, fell out of favor with the Rapids, had a couple injuries, mom passed away, for God's sakes. Like, you're just looking at this like story, right? This soap opera just unraveling. And then what happens? Very unfortunate drug test. Reprimand, you know?
Yeah. Suspended for PEDs.
You know, supposedly not his fault.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and he gets people talking about him because he has to cut holes in his calves because it helps, or in his calves, in his socks to help relieve cramps and stuff, which I'm like, that's a bizarre idea. But hey, right. If it works, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And so I just think he never got a chance to come back from that suspension, really, you know,
right.
As he had to work himself back into the team. And so I don't know. I'd be interested to see if he's a top dog back there on center back, man.
I mean, right now, it's between him and Robert Volter to start, I guess, next to Andrea Fontes, I would imagine. And I would imagine that Courtney Ford's maybe getting the slight nod there.
And I'm not talking so much about being the starter, but will he produce moments? I'm not saying score goals or save, you know, will there be moments? Does he stop people one-on-one, a crucial slide to save a corner or something like that? Just producing moments.
Dude's
not an
athletic
all-star.
As hell.
Yeah. He's fast too. And he's pretty passionate. I don't know, man. It'd be cool to have him on here and have a conversation a little bit about the potential comeback, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we'll try to hook that up.
Yeah.
My guy I'm curious to see about is Marinos Giannis, because I think he came in, whether fair or not, I think he came in with some pretty lofty expectations because of the transfer fee that was assigned to him, and because he was, I think, the first, but if not the first, then obviously one of the first three U22 initiative signings for Sporting Kansas City, which basically was a way to add younger, potentially more expensive talent, the other two being Logan Ndembe and Robert Volader. But I think Marinos Giannis being an attacker, left winger, with I think it was like a $2 million transfer fee somewhere around there associated. I'd have to double check that. But he came in, I think, with quite a lot of hype around him. And when he did get into the game at times last year, there were certainly moments where you could look at Marinos Giannis and you would say he's the most creative attacker that we have on the field, pre-Eric Tommy and Willy Agata. I think there were certainly times where you could look at him and say, he's the creative spark for Sporting Kansas City.
Then there were times we didn't see him at all.
And then that's why I'm interested, because then I don't think he really knew fully what to expect from Sporting Kansas City system or what Peter Vermees expects from him as an attacker. Mm-hmm. There were reports that he sort of got in the doghouse with Peter Vermees that maybe he wasn't working, especially on the defensive side, as much as Peter would have wanted. So even though he appeared in some way in 27 games in the 2022 season, he only played 765 minutes. He only started six games. He got one goal, zero assists, 22 shots, only eight of them on target. But there's so much potential there. And he looked so creative on the ball that I am fascinated. If he came in, you've given him a full year now. He's got a full offseason, fully in an offseason training program for Sporting Kansas City. Can he make the adjustments and be a significant contributor? Because he could challenge, if all things hit right for him, significant playing time with Daniel Shalloway on the left wing.
I do. That's possible. And that's definitely going to push, push Shalloway to perform.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing I want to see. I want to see a similar situation to what we have with Eric Tommy and Gadi Kinda. I want to see a similar situation to what we have with Willy Agata and Alan Pulido. Have two guys that are good enough to start so they push each other and challenge each other and make each other better. Because, you know, Eric Tommy and Willy Agata aren't sitting back on their laurels thinking, I'm the shoe-in starter because I did so well at the end of last year. They got two designated players that are coming back they got to fight for time with.
What a great pleasure that should be for Peter Vermees to have these options, to be like, whoa, who do I start? Maybe he's better for this game, but he's better for that game, so I save him. It's wild, dude. You don't get that in other sports. You're not in college basketball saying like, well, I got to start this starting five. No, you have your starting five.
Pretty much, yeah.
Football, you have your starting lineup. You don't have a running back that's going to be better against this team, for God's sakes, you know? Right.
That's where it could get real interesting. You're exactly right. They could do a lot more matchup specific stuff, a lot more matchup specific tweaking of the strategy. If they know, okay, you know what? Marinos Giannis, he's a little bit speedier than Daniel Shalloway. He's a little bit more creative on the ball. Maybe he doesn't quite have the finishing product that Shalloway does, but if I see a weakness in terms of speed for an opposing team's right back and I want to exploit it, maybe I put Giannis in there this time. Or if I really think that we can have a goal poacher in there, I'm going to get Willy Agata in there to start this game instead of Pulido. So we'll see.
Exciting stuff, man. I when we talked to Peter, man, I wish we would have had all the time in the world, because I would have wanted him to go. I would have wanted him to go through these positions and really talk about them, you know. Yeah. And I'm sure he will at some point in the press conferences and stuff. To an extent, he usually talks for a good 20 minutes in those things.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll talk soon, and we'll get a better idea of who the likely starters are going to be as we get closer to time. We'll probably get that new primary kit soon, I would guess.
You haven't even talked about, like, I mean, goalkeepers and something to keep an eye on, too.
Yep.
It's like, is he out of favor? Is it John's team? There's just so much to think about. So, yeah, but you're right. The kit's coming, and people think they got all the freaking puzzle pieces put together and they know what the kit is. And I'm like, who made this? Like, what?
Right.
You've all seen it on Twitter. Oh, SKC Daily has the mock-up here. Huh?
And he denied it. He was like, this isn't even me. But now what you can see, there's some pictures from Alan Polito's Instagram or somebody else's Instagram taking a picture with Alan Polito. I don't remember who it was, a marketing executive, I think.
And there's a collar that's like navy.
A dark blue collar and a button. There's a button involved.
A button or a snap?
Well, that's a good question.
Probably
some sort of closing mechanism.
At the top some of the sort collar. Of fastener.
It's not going to be the t-shirt style. There's some sort of button or snap or something at the top of the dark blue collar. So, you know, there's going to clearly be dark blue accents on the light blue jersey.
Are you over all the like teases and leaks and stuff? I kind of like a good surprise. Like, I mean, you like that too. You don't like to really spoil things for yourself. I know when Marvel movies come out, you go into full on COVID lockdown.
I go LeBron Zero Dark 30 Twitter mode.
You do. And I'm kind of that way too with like, with the Royal Rumble for WWE. I didn't want to like see any rumored returners. You know,
can
I was like,
sucker.
Yeah, it was fun. That was great. I didn't want to, I didn't want to ruin that for me. I like to be a kid. I like to be surprised. And I'm kind of that way with the jersey too. You know what I mean? I don't need leaks. Just drop it on me when it's ready.
Yeah, it's a little anticlimactic, especially if you see like a weird mock-up that's not quite right, but it's like 90% right. And then you get the actual jersey and you're like, it looks a little better. But
well, don't,
I knew what
don't
to expect.
Get me mad. Don't get me mad before it's released. Like, I don't want to, I hate that.
So I'm excited to see it. You know, they used to do those like jersey release events that they do like in a warehouse downtown or whatnot. Yeah. And I remember I went to one. Like, there was smoke and lasers, and suddenly Seth Snovic walked out and he took off the jersey, and there it is. And it was the checkerboard one that they kind of did that with. And the last few years,
the one,
it's just been on Twitter.
You remember the one where all the fans were like in a commercial?
We went to it.
Yeah. Remember the one where they actually announced the jersey during a Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah. Was that Dom?
Maybe the whole Made in KC campaign.
Yeah, the dark blue one with the hoops.
Bananas. That's absolutely bananas. And
yeah,
they've had some neat ways, man. And I think that we used to. I miss those days of volunteering for the Victory Project. We got a pretty hefty little discount on those bad boys.
Yeah, we did. So it was great while it lasted.
Yeah,
but
not why we did it. Okay, we're trying to give back to the children.
Exactly. is there anything else sporting related you want to talk about before we maybe talk a little bit of U.S. men's national team here real quick?
Trying to rack my brain a little bit. I don't
think there's anything else.
No,
so
I don't think so.
Well, let's touch on real quick. This wasn't obviously a huge camp for the U.S. men's national team. I guess
who
the
are
biggest...
all these players? Who are these people?
The biggest news from the U.S. men's national team that we really didn't talk about is general manager Brian McBride and was it technical director Ernie Stewart? I forget what his specific title were, have been dismissed from their roles. So
I love a good guy named Ernie. I just think it's freaking great.
Pretty big changes here. Sporting director Ernie Stewart, general manager Brian McBride, there is no news in terms of Greg Berhalter, but I think the longer this goes, probably the less likely it is that Greg Berhalter returns. He was obviously not involved in the January camp. It wasn't the most inspiring performances in the January camp. The U.S. lost for the first time in years on home soil to Serbia 2-1 on last Wednesday, January 25th. And then they drew on Saturday against Colombia 0-0. So, I mean, I don't know how excited can you get about the January camp after the World Cup when there's really nobody there and we don't have a coach?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And like I said, all these players, like, you know, the only one that was even noticeable is Walker Zimmerman. It's like, okay, I see his Zims. Who's the guy? there was a guy looking pretty good. And I watched Wednesday's game, by the way. I did stay up for that late one.
Cade Cowell, and Brandon Vasquez.
Cade Cowell, bro. Yeah. Cade Cowell is a handsome son of a bitch. You see that guy?
It's that hair you like, huh?
He's gorgeous. And I feel, and he kept throwing, he kept launching balls at the freaking post. And I'm like, bro, the goal is 2 inches to the right.
This isn't a skills challenge.
He kept hitting the post. I'm like, knock it off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and the only guy who scored was Brandon Vasquez. So, you know, you never really know what's going to happen at striker there. But Cade Cowell, there's a future there, I think, potentially. So
a future of handsomeness and beautiful babies.
Yeah, it's I think the biggest thing to take from this is there's still just a mess left over in the wake of this Reyna Berhalter debacle. I think it's good that the U.S. men's national team is maybe clearing house with Ernie Stewart and Brian McBride. Jay Berhalter is no longer COO of U.S. soccer. I saw a number of people point out that part of the problem with the U.S. soccer is that everybody was friends with everybody, that Gio Reyna's dad felt comfortable, Claudio Reyna felt comfortable going to his friends, who also happen to be the sporting director and general manager of U.S. soccer, that have some sway over Greg Berhalter and is just airing this dirty laundry.
It's all nepotism at its highest form. I mean, that's how does anyone get a job at this level these days? It's all about who you know.
Yeah. And so I think it's good that they're clearing some of this out. Claudio Reyna obviously is no longer in his official technical director role with Austin FC, although I think they still said he's like a sporting advisor. So he's probably still doing the same thing and probably getting paid. They just changed his title.
Oh, my Lord.
It's wild.
I hate this. I hate everything. God dang. Should Greg Berhalter be kicking women? No. But was that decades ago? And I'm sure he hasn't kicked a woman since. Yeah.
Well, and I think, as we said, it's not Claudio Reyna's story to tell. It's not his wife's story to tell. It was Greg Berhalter's wife's story to tell. And if she's made peace with it and come to terms with it and they have a healthy relationship now, that's on them. Good for them.
I say you put Mrs. Reyna and Mrs. Berhalter on one of those Real Housewives shows and just let them go.
U.S. soccer is already too much like a trashy reality show. We don't need more of it.
It feels, I'm just trying to see hands get thrown, bro. Yeah. I'm trying to see, keep my man's name out your mouth.
The only other thing I think that's tangentially related to the U.S. men's national team is CONCACAF, obviously, which we know is our regional federation, and CONMEBOL, which is the South American Federation.
You like saying that just now. You enjoyed saying that word.
They've announced a strategic collaboration to strengthen and develop football in both regions. The agreement includes men's and women's national team competitions and a new men's club tournament. But what is interesting is the CONMEBOL Copa America 2024, which is basically their Gold Cup, will be played here in the United States in the summer of 2024. So there will be 10 CONMEBOL teams who are playing in it, and the 6 best CONCACAF teams will be played as guests.
Where are you from? All of a sudden, you just became so like exotic.
I'm excited because when, especially for the casual fans who watch the World Cup, ends, and you're like, great, okay, now what? I'm not going to see a meaningful competition for 4 more years. And you try to sell the Gold Cup. You're like, no, the Gold Cup's great. And you're like, yeah, but most, you know, Gold Cups, I can fast forward to the final and it's going to be US and Mexico, and Jamaica might sneak in there every once in a while, but it's traditionally a two-horse race. The Copa America is Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Peru, like serious Uruguay. These are, you know, powerhouses. Argentina just won the World Cup. So I think it's much better for the U.S. men's national team, assuming they're one of the 6 best teams in CONCACAF, to be playing in a competition like this against that level of competition instead of playing Trinidad and Tobago in the Gold Cup.
Oh, yeah. So CONCACAF is doing this with who?
CONMEBOL.
Why do you say the other one? You said CONCACAF, so American. You said, you know, something else very American, and then you're like, actually, CONMEBOL.
I don't know. It's just fun.
Oh, it is fun.
It's yeah. I mean, hey, maybe Kansas City will host some Copa America matches here.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Whenever I think of like accents and stuff, I think of Brad Pitt's character on Inglourious Bastards, where he's just like a river derchi.
That's probably what it actually sounds like when I'm saying it, but
yeah,
I do not speak Spanish.
CONMEBOL.
Yeah. So it says the two CONCACAF teams that participate in the 2024 Summer Olympics, the United States and Jamaica or Canada, will directly qualify for the 2024 CONCACAF Women's Gold Cup. So that's for the women's side. And then the remaining six CONCACAF teams will be determined through the 2023 Road to CONCACAF W Gold Cup. So this is interesting because there's going to be the top four CONMEBOL teams that are, I try to say it with a little less flourish there, invited to the Women's 2024 Gold Cup. So this is all really interesting. And then there will be a centralized Final Four style club competition featuring the best clubs from the respective confederations. So the four participating teams, two from each federation, will qualify through existing CONMEBOL and CONCACAF club competitions. So you could see an MLS team playing against River Plate from Argentina. So
it's just more soccer, man. So ask me if I'm mad about that. You know, it's right. Just going to pad down our calendars a little more, try to watch it all.
So it should be fun, but soccer's right around the corner, man. I'm excited. I can't wait to see real life Sporting KC soccer in person here coming within a month or so.
100%. Very exciting.
So thank you all so much for listening. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at No Other Pod, at Dan Kuser, at JCMac03. Make sure you leave that 5-star rating and review. We didn't have any new ones to read this week, but leave it wherever you get your podcasts. Shoot us an email, nootherpod@gmail.com. And check out KCSN Soccer on YouTube. And one final reminder, get your tickets. Celebrity game this Saturday, Kansas City Comets, 6:05 p.m. Come watch your boys. But until next time, he's Dan. I'm Jimmy. We'll catch y'all later. See ya.
Celebrities, baby.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN. Covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.